I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, this is Bob Shoy. This is a little bonus episode I'm putting up today, which some people have been requesting. Majority of it's going to be nothing you haven't heard before. So what happened was today we were nominated for the British Podcast Awards. Yay, despite Tiss slagging off award ceremonies last week, we actually got nominated for one. And some people have been requesting I upload the sampler that I had to give to the judges to give them an idea of the show. The way it works, you have to give them a 15-minute sampler made up of clips from, you know, up to 4 episodes of your show. And they sort of use that as a basis of what your podcast's about before they look into it further. And, you know, the judges whittle you down to the shortlist. But yeah, we made the cut. So we're on the shortlist for... let me get the category up to give you a bit of information. So here we go. British Podcast Awards. For the podcasts that defy descriptions, the nominations for Best Other Podcast are, aka Most Original Podcast, Weird Tales and the Unexplainable, nominated, and also nominated Berwick Up Against Mountain and Between the Years. So they're the three nominations in our category. And the ceremonies end of next month, so we better get on and buy our tickets because we didn't think we was going to get anywhere near the shortlist. So it's pretty crazy. It's still possible for us to be in the running for Listener's Choice as well. So if you want to go on to britishpodcastawards.com, there's a bit where you can click on vote for your favourite podcast, and basically any British podcast is automatically nominated for that. But that's Listener's Choice, one that gets the most votes, you'll get that as well. So if you want to vote for us in that, go on britishpodcastawards.com. So what I'm going to do now, after I finish talking, I'm going to chuck on the 15-minute sampler, which is made up of the episodes. What episodes did I use in it? It was Ghost Stories Volume 2, the Halloween campfires in there, the Ouija experiment that I did, and also SUV to Mars. They're the 4 episodes we chose to put clips from in the sampler. So yeah, after I finish waffling, you'll get your 15-minute sampler. So if you're not interested in hearing it, because it is content that you've heard before, wait till next Tuesday. As usual, we get a new episode. Like I said last week, it's me and James Stein doing a little walk-in tour of London, which I've just finished the edit of. It'll be up in a couple of days. Anyway, I don't need to do all the usual waffle of, you know, contact us at blah blah blah, you know, weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com. Go there for your information. So here's the sampler. Enjoy.
Okay, so we've got a ghost story from Tom Mail. Wait, is that Tom email?
It's Tom, and he sent it on the mail.
Oh, okay.
On the email.
Hey, Tom Mail. A few years ago, me and a few of my friends were telling strange and scary stories to freak each other out, as you do. Most were stories that we had heard. One of my friends, who never shuts up and is a loudmouth, was unusually subdued. I picked up on this and pressed her as to why. She seemed like she really didn't want to recall the event and was noticeably unnerved at the thought. Obviously, I pressed on. This is what she told me. Here we go. She worked as a barmaid in a local pub/hotel that is hundreds of years old. It dates back to the 16th century, with the likes of Shakespeare and Cromwell popping in for a pint or two. It's old. It has tunnels linking the church and the local woods to the pub, giving easy escape routes to wanted men.
Whoa, yeah, that's horrible, isn't it?
My friend was on the bar, needed to get some bottles of wine from the cellar. You guessed it, it's down in the tunnels because they are nice and cold and dark. She made her way down. They are poorly lit, as they were built ages ago, and the poor lighting only reaches the areas the staff are likely to go, meaning there's still a lot of dark areas down there. She got to the cellar and started getting the wine she needed, which was 7 or 8 bottles. She put them on the floor by the door as she was looking for the box to put them in, to carry them down. According to her, bear in mind she was distressed at this point when recounting the event. As she turned around and crouched on the floor to pick up the bottles, she noticed a pair of feet in the door. Thinking it was a workmate, she asked the person to give her a hand, standing up as she did. She then noticed the odd clothes that seemed old, but it was a face of a person that freaked her out. She maintains that the person was wearing a cravat around the neck and the face was completely blurred out.
Oh, no.
The blur was disturbing enough, but it's what it was doing that got to her. The blur that covered the face was violently moving around, almost digitally camouflaged. As you can imagine, she bolted out of the place and ran up into the bar. The staff calmed her down, and apparently the chef recognised the description as something he had seen. He said not to worry, as he had seen him, her, and it before, with no ill effects other than being scared shitless. I know some people fabricate things. As far as I can tell, my friend was telling the truth. She was tearful and didn't want to talk. Fucking hell,
that
sounds
horrible, isn't it?
Horrible. Just horrible.
Imagine that.
I would literally kill myself afterwards.
Yeah, I gave you that one to read. I gave you that one to read because that was the one I found the creepiest.
That's the creepiest story fucking ever, and now I've got to drive home. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. And it's 11 o'clock. It's so dark outside. If I see a blurry face, I'm coming for you, Tom.
Oh, it was when you said it was blurry, I was like, yeah. Ooh. And then when you went, it's moving around, like, oh no, I can picture it. It's horrible.
Yeah, you can imagine it as well, exactly, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
I'm
was
gonna cry.
That is a good scared. Story. So thanks for emailing that in, Tom. He sent that so long ago, but I've been keeping that on my sleeve.
I'm so scared. Oh god, I'm gonna cry. Imagine if I look in my rear wing rear mirror and see like a fucking it's like I imagine, like in my head, I imagine Shakespeare with like a blanked out face, just like.
That's not very scary though.
It is quite scary. It's that like static noise you'd get on Silent Hill.
I was thinking
the radio's fuck up. That's what I can imagine as well. Like, it has a sound to me, like synesthesia.
I was thinking, like, Slender Man.
That's fucking horrible. Thank you for the story, though. That's a great story for the pod. Not a good story to read out when you're 11 o'clock at night, but fucking awesome for the pod. The listeners will listen in the light of day and enjoy it. Rest assured, I will not.
And Tissy, what are you doing right now?
Lighting some incense.
Lighting some incense.
Getting this cleanse on the go.
He's cleansing the house because they know what I did.
They know what you did last summer.
You did a bad thing.
So what we've got now is the companion episode to the Ouija one that went up a little while ago. This time it was all about me trying to gather some people together and, you know, use the board and experiment with it. So this is the Ouija experiment episode. What do you guys think about that?
I haven't heard it.
Well, you've not really told us anything about it.
What do you think about the fact that I did it, though?
I think you're a moron.
You think I'm off?
No, I don't know. We advise you not to do it, and you did it, so...
So I'm out of the band.
We feel like it's caused a rift in the relationship.
You're kicking me out. So what I was saying is I met up with two of our listeners, Sean, who talks to us quite a lot on social media.
Hey, Sean.
And Charlotte. Who is a recent listener. She got into it from the conspiracy episode. She said she liked the JFK and the 9/11 one. She's sort of going back through the back catalogue. And awesome. I just took them to the place where I did it, basically. Well, get ready, because this is round three. And this is where it gets more interesting.
All right, okay.
And I will say this. I've left it on there. It's very faint in the background. But during some of the silence points, I've left a little bit of silence in. There's a strange knocking noise, but only on this round, on round three, when it was being more, it was actually kind of getting some feeling off it. After I talk, every time I ask questions, there's like a couple of knocks or something, so just listen out for them as well. I'm gonna try and sound genuine. Spirit, that's the fakest thing. Any spirits here, this is a safe place. Please talk with us. We mean you no disrespect, no harm. We're just very interested in this place and who you are. So we'd appreciate some contact of some sort. Feeling slight movement, spirit, if you continue to contact, we'd really appreciate it. I understand it might be difficult. I'm not sure if I'm to take that as a stop at the letter H. Okay, we'll take that as H, spirit, if you want to continue. And I'll take that as an I. It seems to have stopped. If it's either hi, as in hello, in which case, hello to you. Or it's the first part of a word. Can continue if it is. And if it is hi, then we really appreciate you saying hi. And hi back. Feel free to continue, Spirit. Okay, we're going to go for now, Spirit. Maybe we'll come back shortly. Goodbye. Think that.
Something.
Yeah.
It's definitely moving.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that? Wasn't one of the rules that you can't assume a word before it's finished?
So you're thinking I'm assuming.
Is that what happened? Is that one of the rules?
It was, but I don't know. Do you think he was doing that? Remember, he cuts them out, so the, I'm guessing there would have been in quite a lot of silence.
There was a lot of silence. Like, it didn't move quickly at all. It was, like, very slight nudges towards the thing, and then it would stop on I. Like, all the... In between everything I said there was a long stretch of silence.
How did your hands... What did you feel in your hands or your body? Did you feel...
I felt in a it's hard to explain. Very trance-like. Very relaxed. Mm-hmm. Completely focused. We all just went very silent. I'm just very focused on it and relaxed, but it didn't move quickly. Like I said, it was just nudges, though. It didn't move smoothly. It just nudged.
Did you have your hands?
We just had one hand each, like this, one finger each, very lightly.
Okay. I'm interested to hear the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But I will need to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever heard of Elon Musk?
Elon. Yeah.
Musk. Well, Elon Musk is the billionaire who owns Tesla cars.
Oh.
He's like this crazy billionaire that's doing like crazy, like a new Richard Branson. He's sort of a billionaire, but he's doing interesting
like
things with it.
Like inventor type.
What, yeah, people think he's an alien?
No.
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 Forget the aliens.
No, I read a story earlier about people thought he was an alien.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he could be. That's another thing we could go into. Musk, we intend to launch people to Mars in 2024.
Ooh. Why?
We haven't even gone to the moon.
We haven't even sorted this planet out.
There are people dying because they haven't got any food, and we're sending people to...
So you wouldn't go to Mars?
I wouldn't want to be the first one to go.
I want to be the second person to go.
You would have been the Buzz Aldrin of the trip.
I would like people to go, come back safely,
and tell you
say,
it was good. Yeah. Was it good?
Was it right?
Yeah, it was all right. Oh, no. I won't bother then.
It wasn't as good as I expected it to be. It
wasn't as good as Tunisia.
It took us between 5% and 9% longer to get than we expected.
The Flying Dragon 2 has the interior size of an SUV and is capable of carrying up to 7 people. How long do you reckon it will take?
You're literally taking a people carrier to Mars.
A people carrier, 7 people. How long do you reckon it will take?
To Mars.
How long could you sit in a people carrier with 7 people for? Because I'm telling you,
20 minutes.
This exceeds even your wildest expectations of how long you would spend.
Wait a minute, okay. So let's just say it's a car full of 20-year-olds, right? Yeah. 7 20-year-olds. Yeah, go on. So how long would they be when they get there?
I one time spent I drove to Cumbria. I didn't drive, I was a passenger out to Cumbria in a people carrier with 4 people, including me, and it was too much. So I think this is going to be beyond what I can handle. How long?
18 months.
Forget it.
Is that it?
No, forget it. It's too long.
That's ages.
It is a long time. I was expecting you to be like years.
Think about what you were doing 18 months ago. We haven't even been doing this show for 18 months.
Yeah, I couldn't do that even with like you guys. That'd drive me mad.
Musk on the 18 months. I would not recommend travelling to Mars in that. It would be a long time to spend in an SUV. More importantly, perhaps, it also does not have the capability to get back to Earth. We put that in the fine print. If you're going to choose a place to die, then Mars is not a bad choice.
So, this doesn't sound that good to me. So, even the guy who's funded it has said, like, I wouldn't do it.
So basically what it is that if you're going to die or you're quite old... Go to Mars.
You're going
to
die on the way. You're going to die before you get there.
More possibly.
Is that a roof rack? Where are they going to put all
the
food?
What happens if someone dies in there on the way?
Where's someone come
out? And can they open it and kick them out, or do they have to sit next to a corpse for the next year?
What do you do when you need a poo? Like, that's not big enough.
Yeah, that isn't big enough.
It's not
big enough. They never thought this through. How does an SUV have enough fuel?
Wow, this...
It's against Mars. This is so stupid.
If I filled an SUV up to the brim, I might get to Scotland.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, this is like a five-year-old has like done a school project. They haven't thought about anything. There's not even leg room for seven people in it. Can you imagine the cramp? You have no exercise, you'd be fucking dead. Muscles would seize up so quickly. What do you eat? How is there enough food in it? For seven people, for 18 months. Think of 1 week shopping in your trolley. Yeah. For 1 week. Oh, God, that is so stupid.
I think this is all about a Mars colonization plan.
So this is in theory. They're going to send seven people at a time.
Well, this is actually the plan. In 2024, if everything goes to plan with all his other stuff, the first human cargo will go off on 2024. It will never happen that soon because everything gets delayed.
I will give like my entire yearly salary if they manage to find seven people stupid enough to do that.
I wouldn't make that bet. There's definitely seven stupid people in the world.
There's definitely people who, if given a year to think about it, still wouldn't even consider the stuff we brought up in the first 20 seconds of like, yeah, what about food?
What about, like, oh, man. No, that is ridiculous.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, you'll be surprised to learn that in the strong winds, the coffin came off the roof. So the Bolton family wake up to find the coffin smashed on their driveway with the lid off, right? The car starts to weave as if it's on black ice, and the ambulance is clearly fine. But the Bolton's car is all over the place, and it starts to weave and spin, and the car goes off the road into a ditch. And Mr. Bolton wakes up to find his wife is dead next to him in the car. Now the last thing we see, last time Mr. Bolton was seen alive, he was running into the woods away from the paramedics. They tried to chase him, but they had to see to his wife and daughter, so he runs away into the woods. And the last time Mr. Bolton was ever seen was hanging from the very same oak tree that William Jarman hung himself on in the early 1700s.
Wow. I'm so glad I went first.
We didn't have voted on one of that one.
That was amazing.
It's nice winding down.
Wow.
Well done, Dan.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
In your story, Tiss turned to me and was like, I don't like this. And then that one started. Tiss, you're right, mate.
I'm scared.
Oh, no. That's the point.
There was
a point halfway through that story where everyone got really quiet. It was really good. I love this. I love the atmosphere.